In his furniture, Bisciotti delights in the dynamic interaction of geometric forms, in essence creating classic abstract compositions out of chair legs and backrests, as well as out of substances whose colors and textures interact in lively contretemps. The seats and tables read immediately as non-objective sculptures, all vivid angles and odd joins. They seem to dare you to sit or place things on them. But, for all their frisson of sabotage, these structures are sturdy and, more surprisingly, comfortable to occupy. In this, they pay knowing homage to De Staël and the Bauhaus, reminding us that 80 to 100 years on, Rietveld's reclining chaise and the Barcelona stool still look more forbidding than inviting, but, once occupied, envelop the sitter in a startlingly sensuous experience. Bisciotti adores and emulates this high modernist tradition, making him something of a neo-modernist. Where the neo comes in, where Flavio diverges from Oud and Mondrian, Kandinsky and Breuer, is in his incorporation of raw and or recycled materials, even discarded forms. Bisciotti is not an assemblagist per se, but he appreciates the ad hoc energy of the assemblage approach in life as in art. Los Angeles, a vast field of discards, inspires him, as do the generations of assemblage artists, some of whom are his close friends, who take advantage of Southern California's recycle culture.